Today's daf on this wonderful Rosh Chodesh in Masechet Yevamot is daf Kuf Yud Dalet, and we're holding on the bottom of Kuf Yud Gimel. What's interesting, very special today's daf, and this is extremely Nogei Lomaisa, extremely, the whole daf is the source of hundreds of Piskei Halachas. What is the din about a child? How do you take care of a child? Can he carry your talis for you on Shabbos? Can you put him near the lights and he turns it off or turns it on? And in general, what is the extent of the chiyuv of seeing to it that a child doesn't do isurim? If you see a child doing isurim, do you have to prevent them from doing it? These are things that come up all the time. And this daf is the major daf on this sugya. So here's how it starts. So the bottom of Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, what is it doing here? Wouldn't you want to know? Because take a look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah has spoken about a case where we force a cheresh or a chareshet, we force them to get rid of their wives because they had an issur drabanan of an achot isha or something like that. I mean, like, why are we doing this? Isn't a cheresh or a chareshet basically a katan or a ketana, not chayvin mitzvahs? So why did the Mishnah? The Mishnah's got three cases like this. We're going to force someone to give a get to his wife. I mean, why is that appropriate for the cheresh here? And it's because of that obviously this is a Mishnah that is touching on exactly this very touchy sugya. And therefore, our Gemara is going to examine all of the sides. And it starts with a very cute story. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna was coming to the Beis HaMedrash. Oh my God, he dropped the keys of the Beis HaMedrash in this Rishus HaRabim. What in the world? Now we can't get into the Beis HaMedrash. It's a disaster. So you know what to do. So he comes to Rabbi Pedat to ask him if there's any Eitzah. On my way, so Rabbi Pedat said to him, look, a very simple Eitzah. What you do is get a bunch of kids and have the set up a beautiful football game right there in the Rishus HaRabim, you know? So the bar tali v'tar, not really, because that would involve them throwing, but have them play there. Okay. So the bar tali v'tar, so bring out some kids, boys and girls, let them go to play around there. The tayel, remember we had in Sukkot, doesn't just mean to walk around, it's to play. So let them play there. And that way, if they find the keys, for sure, they'll just pick it up and they'll bring it to you, you know, and then you have to worry about it. And then you'll be able to open the Beis HaMedrash. So, I mean, apparently, Rabbi Pedat must hold, if he says it's okay to do that, that if a katan is ochel nevelot, ein beitin mitzuvin la'afrisho, these kids are going to be carrying these maftechot arba amas in Rishus HaRabim, right? And so how could Rabbi Pedat be involved in a situation where you have to be mafresh to children from carrying Arvamas Rishus HaRabim? And he should say, yeah, okay, they'll bring you the keys on Shabbos. A disaster. Okay? Says the Gemara. Interesting. Can we bring a raya? Because we have the Braita that's talking about Shabbos. Over there it says, Lo yomar adam latino kaveli mafteach haveli chotam. You cannot say to a child on Shabbos, to bring me through Rishus HaRabim, bring me the keys. I left the keys. Or you can't say, bring me a seal so that I can, you know, get in. I have a ticket. I'll be able to get in somewhere. You can't do that. But you can allow him, if he wants on his own, to be, I don't know, picking plants and throwing things on Shabbos. Apparently, even though it would be an Isra of Hoitzah, Omer Abaye, no. Not necessarily a raya. I mean, understand that you think it's a raya, but maybe what it's talking about over here is where you're picking plants that are not mechubar lekarkas. It's only an isur derabanan. Maybe it's talking about an atzitz she'eino nakuf. That's possible, and that's a derabanan. So maybe the rabbanan, it's not us. Zorek b'karmelis could be talking about, but maybe it would be usur. If it were a d'oraisa. Okay, so what do we see from here meanwhile? We see that to actually directly have the child do the yisur, that's not what we're talking about. That's usur. So it says, I mean, you can't tell the child, bring me the key. But what Rav Pedat was doing, he was just going to have kids playing there. And then on their own, they were going to bring the key. So we've got already a number of different diyukim. Legabe adiraisa, over here, it doesn't mean that you can allow them to even play. But one clear psak is saying over here that if it's a drabonan, you can allow them to do a drabonan. You're not mechuyev to stop them. Okay, that's the first issue. So we know you can't tell them to do it, and we know that you don't have to stop them to do it in a drabonan. Rebbe Pedas is saying you don't have to stop them from doing it in the diraisa. We're looking for a raya to that. So far, we don't have a raya, and let's see whether we can actually bring a raya now, says the Gemara, the opposite, that we'd have to stop them. And that would be Tashma. We have the case in Shabbos we had in the Mishnah where a fire breaks out on Shabbos and the fire company comes to put out the fire. Now, all of the firefighters are goyim. So, Oved Kochavim, Shabbala Chabot. So, if they're coming to put out the fire, it's none of your business. You don't say anything. You don't tell them, put out that fire. And you don't tell them, don't put out that fire. It's not your responsibility. A goy doesn't have to be shoved on Shabbos for you. So even though we have this Isser Darabonin of Amira La'akum, that's something else. But you don't certainly do not have to stop him. Now, as far as the Amira La'akum per se, by the way, which is only being brought over here sort of agavurcha, there are different shitas about the issue of Amir La'akum. Is the issue of Amir La'akum based on the halacha of Mimtso Cheftzecha, that you're not allowed to speak about all of your needs on Shabbos and to try to get your needs done? So that would be a Isser Mitzad HaKabbalah to do that. Or is it because, as many Rishonim learned, that it's as if you made him your Shliach to be Mechala Shabbos, which of course gets into the whole issue, is there a din of Shlichut for an Akum? Because the din of shlichut, we only learn out from Sukkim, that is the Gamatem by Truma and so on and so forth, where it does not include Akum. Okay, but this is not our Sukkim, it's just something to remember when it comes to Ilcha Shabbos. But getting back to the part that's important to us is what happens if your kid comes and tries to put out the fires, he grabs the fire extinguisher. So Katan Habalichbo, you have to stop him. Omrim lo al tichaber. So now this seems to be clearly against Rebbe Pedas, because it's saying over here that you've got to prevent a katan from doing an iser because shishvitato alehem, you are mechuyev to stop your child from doing an iser. Om Rebbe Yochanan, it's talking about over here that he's oseh al da'at aviv. We see him looking at his father. And obviously his father is very proud of him that he's putting out this fire on Shabbos and saving the family home, right? So he's doing it for his father. So if that's the case, then we do have to stop him. But that's different. Why do we have to stop him? It could be, this is Machlokas Rishonim, it could be because the Torah said specifically, the lotase kol melocha ta uvincha uvitcha, and so on and so forth, vitecha. So that would mean that the Torah is telling me when it comes to Shabbos, see to it that your child doesn't do any work for you. So maybe this is a din, maybe Dafkin, the father. We're trying to see whether we could bring a raya against Rebbe Pedas over here. I'm going to be talking to you afterwards when we go through the halachas on this. We'll talk about the differences bichlal in all of these halachas between a father and someone else. And there, the difference, I think, is obvious to all of us. A father is mechuyev to be mechanech a child. So, I mean, that is a separate question about whether is a bezdin mitzuvim to be mafrish, right? I mean, you're going to say, okay, sonny boy, it's time for you to put on your tzitzit this morning while he munches on his ham sandwich. I mean, this makes a lot of sense, right? Zinam mitzuv lafrish. I mean, something is awfully fishy about the old sugya, or hammy anyway. So whatever it is that's going to be the explanation of the difference of the father, we're going to have to discuss in terms of all of these surim, not only in terms of Shabbos. But let's not worry about that now. Let's just talk about the overall Rebbe Pedas. Rebbe Pedas was not bringing his own kids. He was bringing other kids. So his Eitzer was, bring other kids. They'll find the keys. Okay. So therefore, Rebbe Yochanan says, you can't bring a raya, because if the child would be doing his own thing over here, then maybe we wouldn't have to stop him. But he's obviously putting out the fire with the intent to please his father in this matter. No, that's not true, because then how do you explain the fact that the fire department came, and you're saying that the same way that the child was looking at the father and is doing it, al-das the father, that the fire department over here is doing it, al-das the Jew. Then that's not mutter. If Akum is Esau, das Yisrael, mi shori, he's only working for the Jew? No, come on, man. The guy wants to do what the Jew wants? No way. The guy never wants to do what the Jew wants. The guy is doing what he wants. Now, why does he want? Yeah, he figures he'll build a Jew, whatever. You know, these Jews, they always give you a big tip. That's not al-das Yisrael. That's al-das himself. So, that doesn't matter. Let's see now whether we can bring a riot to Ripetas. All right. So far, we don't have a riot. So far, we don't have a kasha. Let's see from this bright. You've got a child of a chaver. Remember that a chaver is very makbid on trumas, maisras, and so on and so forth, right? So basically, this is a really frum kid now. Now, he often goes visiting his granddaddy, and that granddaddy is an Amoritz, right? And the problem is that, you know, I mean, granddaddy's going to be giving him food, you know, and nice grandma, she also is going to be giving him food. So what kind of food are we going to be getting? I mean, this is a very common problem, right? So it's not exactly Rav Machbud's Heksher, you know? So is it okay to let your kids eat over there or what? So it's Ein Choshishin, Shema Yachilenu Dvorim She'inam Mitukanim. You don't have to worry that they're going to be giving him things that weren't meisered, even though normally, I mean, the father, of course, is a chaver. He's not allowed to take things that might be not meisered. How about if you find the kid eating and he comes back from grandma and he's eating a nice apple or something? You don't have to take it away from him. So, okay, you see from here, you are not mechuyev to stop him from eating something that is aser. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, now wait a minute. We're talking about over here, demai. A nice apple of demai. Remember, demai were very makil on because Rova Amayaritz Armasim and so on. In demai, we don't have anything to worry about when it's talking about a cut, not get the cat, we're going to be going to take it away from a child. But it certainly is possible that in general, maybe we would. Now, this is obviously a problem because a minute ago we brought a raya that if you're doing something derabbanan that is wrong, then the iser for sure, nobody held it was also, right? Because it's talking about over there that the kid was picking things on Shabbos out of a pot, a flower pot that didn't have a hole on the bottom, correct? But that's an iser derabbanan. So as we're taking for granted, or if you're throwing a football on a carmelis and it's more than arba amas, it's also asur min rabbanan. But we said that's no problem. Now, why are we talking about demai? Demai is less than a normal derabbanan, gentlemen. Demai is, remember, is more kal. The normal derabbanan is because of the fact that rov amei ha'aretz ba'asrim. The Gemara could simply have said that we're talking about a derabbanan. We're not talking about the araisa stuff, you know. So we add an apple wouldn't be chayiv midi araisa. Why do we have to say demai? The Tosis is bothered by this. So, I mean, on the one hand, he says, look, you know, when we say demai yekilo, that is sort of a standard response, and that's why we use that response. So it has got another issue also, and we'll see that the Rambam has yet another issue. We'll get to that when we get to the more complex things that are beneath the surface over here. Okay, says the Gemara, fine. So you say it's only because it's demai. So if it would be a case where we're talking about vadai meiser, so then we wouldn't allow the cotton to eat it. That's what you're saying, right? But remember Rabbi Yochanan said before that you have to stop the kid from putting out a fire when he's doing it al dat aviv, which implies that if he's doing it on his own, then we wouldn't have to stop him. I'm confused. First, you're telling me if it would be vadai, it would be nisidiraisa, so then we have to stop him. Then you're telling me if he's putting out a fire on Shabbos, which is a diraisa, we don't have to stop him. What is Rabbi Yochanan old? Yes or no? I mean, he's contradicting himself. You think he's contradicting himself, or maybe he just doesn't know? Rabbi Yochanan was fuki misafkale. He wasn't sure. So if you try to bring a raya from over here, which you think proves you have to stop the katan from putting out a fire, so he tells you, maybe not. Maybe it's only because he's doing al das aviv. Maybe, I don't know. You try to bring a raya from over here that you don't have to stop from eating tevel. He says, maybe not. Maybe you would have to stop from eating tevel. So it's no contradiction. He wasn't saying for sure. He was saying you cannot bring a raya in either direction. The Shabbos case, because he's doing it at Asavim. The case of the tevel, because we're talking about the mai. Okay, so far, no raya to Rav Pedas, one way or the other. Tashma. Okay, another case where we've got the child of a chaver. And again, he goes to grandma's house. And over there, the problem is that grandpa is a kohen, right? And he's an amaretz. And a kohen amaretz has got a problem of truma tmeya. So aren't we afraid over there? No. We're not worried about truma tmeya. And if you find food in his hand, you don't have to take it away from him. So l'chora, you see, for sure, you're not mechuyev to prevent him like Rabbi Pedas. Okay, but maybe we're talking about truma derabbanan. We already said that when it comes to Rabbanan, we were ready to bite the bullet and say you're not believed to be mafrish, the kata. Sure. All right. No riot. Let's try this. Tashma. How about a riot from here to Rav Pedas? And this was Barnea's bottle of milk this morning. So it says, Yonek tinok v'holech mi'ovedet kochavim ubi mi behemat mi'a. So you have this infant, and he is allowed to nurse from a goya, or from a horse, a non-kosher animal. Now, but by the way, the Mefarshim speak out that that's not to say that the yinika from an akum is literally usher like drinking milk from a horse. It's just that in the long term, remember we have this issue of Agabi Moshe Rabbeinu and Bitya Basparo. In the long term, it's bad for the Nishmas Yisrael because it's mashpia on him to be drinking from an Ovedet Kochavim. But it's not that it's an Israchila. The question of the Israchila, that part was from the Beima Tmeya. So we allow him, and we are not worried about the fact that he is drinking Yonek Sheketz. He's drinking an Isra Sheretz in the Torah, or an Isra Achila in the Torah. But you cannot feed him Nevela Strafish Katsim Ramashim. Do not invite him to a crab dinner. Umikulam. Mikulan yonek mayhem. Afilo b'shabbos. When we said over here, he's allowed to drink from a non-kosher animal, from a goya. He can do that even on Shabbat, even though you're not allowed to be mifarek on Shabbat. Now, nursing is mifarek. Remember, mifarek is to separate out the contents of the tvua from the klipa of the tvua, or anything that would have to do with something that's incorporated within something else, and you break it out, such as the milk, which is now going to be sucked out. So that should be an isur mefarek. And it says over here, we allow the baby to do this even on Shabbos, but if he's grown up, the gadol, so it doesn't mean gadol, he's 13 years old, it means that he's already, you know, a child walking around. Abba Shaul Omer, Abba Shaul says, our minig is that on Yontiv, we allow the kids to drink from an animal as long as it's kosher, but not on Shabbos. Anyway, we'll get back to that. But anyway, Katani Miata did say over here, we do not stop this child from drinking milk from the horse. So why not? So obviously, you see from here, you are not mitzuve lehafrish from Yisr. No, that's different. A child's need for milk at this age, we're talking about an infant over here, as opposed to a gadol, meaning a grown child. We're talking about a child who subsists only on milk. So for him, milk and the constant supply of milk is considered to be a sakana. And as we've seen many times, even something that might endanger his mother's milk, even though you can give him Similac instead, it doesn't matter. Still considered to be a sakana. And because of that, we allow it. So then, and if he's an older child, why isn't that? No, it's different. A gadol boy umdana. If the child is older, he's not going to die from not having milk. So it's different. We have to see how bad off is he. Anything army? Of course, if it's a sakana, we would give it to him, but we're not going to make a blanket statement that every time a child cries for milk, we're going to give him milk. If it's an infant, then we'll allow them to suck milk. So why not a katan? Katan nami liboy umdana. Can't we, ask a doctor? No. We have a stam standing psak that infants are always considered to be misukan etzel chalav, and it's not a good idea to require a medical evaluation every time we need to decide. So therefore, we just made it, don't prevent the child, put him onto even an iser. Abba Shaul. Now let's take a look at what Abba Shaul says. Abba Shaul says, well, we did it differently on Shabbos and Yom Tov. We used to be yonik from a Beim HaTorah on Yom Tov. What's going on over here? We just said it's because of a sakana. If it's a sakana, what's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? Of course he's able to do it on Shabbos. And if it's not a sakana, so then why are we allowing him to do it on Yom Tov? I'm so confused. No. I'll tell you. What Abba Shaul is talking about is where there is no sakana, but the child is suffering. Now we're going to see, as Barnea is showing us, if the child is suffering, he's got no milk in there, all he's got is coffee, and it's on this Rosh Chodesh, so look at that. And if the child is suffering, now this turns out to make a major difference, la halacha, and the Rebbe is suffering this morning, so we should actually send him, as you can see, he's just in bad shape. Why don't you let us see the rest of your face so that at least we can evaluate properly whether you need to drink that coffee. You don't need to. Okay, fine. Gotcha. So now the question is, if he's got tsar. Now, the truth is that Abba Shaul holds that nursing from an animal is not a deraisa because it's not the normal way that you milk an animal. You don't suck it out. You milk the animal. That would be the normal way to be mifarek with your hand. So if we're doing this suckling business, so it would only be a derabbanan. So therefore, on Shabbos, Shabbos is an iser skila. We want to be much more machmer on an iser skila. So because of that, so we said, even though it's a shinui, and it's kilachriya, I mean, you're not doing it in a normal way, nonetheless, the Rabbanan answered it because it's such a chomor thing. So over there, Gozu Rabbanan, not to set the child up in doing an Isser. Rashaink and Yom Tov, where it's only an Isser Lav, over there, since the child is in pain, so Litzorech, the child, we allow him to do an Isser, not to do, but we set him up to do the Isser, the Rabbanan, because of his tzar. So far, no Raya about whether Beit Din Mitzuvim Lahafrisho. Let's continue. Tashma. Okay, we've got another Braita. The Braita brings the pasuk of Lo Tochlum Kishaketzheim. Now, there are so many different Isurim in the Torah about not eating Shratzim that when you go through them, we've got extra Psurkim. This is an extra pasuk. This is part of an analysis of those extra Psurkim. What is the meaning of this extra pasuk? It's to tell me not to read it Lo Tochlum, but rather Lo Ta'achilum. Don't feed them to your children. In other words, last year, Hagadolim Alaktanim. So it's telling me, do not give it to kids, my love. It must be you have to stop them from eating, right? That if your kid is eating it, say, don't eat that. Or if another child is eating it, say, don't eat that. No. Where does it say that? Lo Ta'achilum means don't give it to them to eat. Where does it say you have to stop them from eating if they go do it on their own? That's not correct. We've already said that. We've already accepted the fact that everybody is ready to agree, including Rav Pedas. You can't feed it to them. But Rav Pedas is saying you don't have to stop them. I'm asking you to bring me a raya one way or the other. Okay. What about this? Toshma. Kol nefesh mikem lo tochlu dam. Okay. That comes also. Oh, man. How many psukim are there about dam? So there, too, we analyze all the extra psukim. What is this extra pasuk for? Lahazir gedolim alaketanim. It says, lo tochal dam. So lo tochal dam seems to mean that this adds that the bezdin or the gadol is mitzvah to tell the katan, lo tochal dam, right? My love, the amr, lo tochal dam. No, just because the extra pasuk of lo tochal and is the same idea, the extra pasuk doesn't have to be defined by the words lo tochal dam. Therefore, it's telling me, do not give blood to the child, but it doesn't mean if they're drinking on their own that you have to stop them. All right, let me try this one. Tashma. So far, we haven't been able to defeat Rabbi Pedas's position. We haven't been able to bring a riot to Rabbi Pinchas' position. We have managed to polish the position in terms of the difference between a D'oraisa and a D'rabbanan, in terms of Aldas Aviv, Lo Aldas Aviv, and things like that. How about this riot? Okay. Tashma, I got another riot. Famous, famous riot for Parshas Emor. Emor el Kohanim v'amarta. What do you mean, Emor el Kohanim v'amarta? Of course, Emor means v'amarta, doesn't it? So why does it say Emor v'amarta? Must be lahazir gedolim alaketanim. What it's saying is that Emor, tell the Kohanim, v'amarta, they should say to the Ketanim. And therefore, my love, they should say to the Ketanim, do not become tame. That's what it means. It's the same way that you're Emor l'nefesh lo yetame ba'amav. No, it means do not make them tame. So we've got, wait a second now, we've got three separate psukim telling me the same thing, gentlemen. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. I have one pasuk telling me that the Kohen should not make a child tame, not stop him from becoming tame. Then I've got a pasuk that tells me don't feed a child blood. Then I've got a pasuk that tells me don't feed the child these dvorim asurim, right? The sheket same. Why do I need three psukim to tell me exactly the same thing? Why don't I use one of them to tell me that it means not even to allow them instead of telling me I can't feed them? Why don't we make good use of the psukim? Because, says the Gemara, I need all three of these psukim just to tell me not to feed them. Why? Because let's say the Torah only told us about the Isra of Achila Shkotzim. I would have said, Shkotzim is chomor. Because Shkotzim, you could be chayev eating even something tiny. So remember, if you're eating one of the Shmona Shrotzim, the halacha is that we go according to the shear of their tumah. The shear of their tumah is kadasha. Normally, Isra Achila is just in a case where you eat a kezayit. So over here, even this tiny piece is going to be also. And by all Shrotzim, even if we're not talking about the Shmona Shrotzim, by all Shrotzim, as Tosis points out, there's always a tiny thing that you eat, an ant. So you're chayav on the ant. An ant's not one of Shmona Shrotzim, but it's a birya. So by Shrotzim, it's very easy to be mechayev on the tiniest thing, not to mention the fact that kids are always picking up stuff like that and always be pachas because I, and therefore we want to be machmer maybe. Masha Inke, when it comes to dam, if you're going to give him, it would have to be a whole revius. So maybe over there, the Torah isn't so machmed. Emolo. On the other hand, let's say the Torah said dam. Dam is much more chomer because it's in the sakaris of achilas dam. So of course, you shouldn't give it to a child. But, Shrotzim, where it's only a lav, maybe not, Emelo. And let's say you would have known both of those. I would have said, okay, that's because those are universal Isurim. They apply even to non-Kohanim. And therefore, they're dealt with in that fashion. But what about the Isurim that are not Shavim Bekol? They're only applicable to Kohanim. So, Maybe not. And on the other hand, if I would have known the din of Tumah, I would have said, well, of course, the Torah is always more makbid on Kohanim because it's marba mitzvot. So one of those mitzvot yeterot is that the Kohanim have to be careful not even to allow their children to be matami themselves to a mace, right? But I mean, regular stam old people like the rest of us, we would be not included in that azhara. Now, I see we've got the Levium over here getting very upset over there in the corner. But the problem is they're like the rest of us because we don't find that Reba Ben Mitzvot Yeterot, only Kohanim. Sorry over there. And the truth is we would not even give you the Aliyah of Rishon if there's no Kohen. Not because you're a Levi. We might give it to you because you're so good looking. But very befairish, not because you're a Levi. Because you're dafka not allowed to be mechaber the Levi unless it's through the din of the covet of the Shevet Levi and the Kuhuna. Okay, anyway, getting back to this. So therefore, I need all of those three psukim. Again, no raya to report us. This is wild. Okay, Tashma, I'm going to bring you a raya that actually you must stop a katan. Our Mishnah, wouldn't you know? So our Mishnah says, in the case of Shnei Achim, Echad Pikeach ve Echad Cheresh. And they are married to Shtei Achiyot, both of whom are Pikchot. Now, if the Cheresh, Baala Pikachat, dies, what should the poor Pikeach, who is the Baala Pikachat, do? Absolutely nothing. Why should he do anything? It's Achot Ishto. And Tetzei Mishum Achot Ishto. That's no problem. What about the other way around? The Pikeach, Baala Pikachat, dies. Now the Cheresh is faced with a chi of the Arisa from his brother who was a Pikeach. What does he do? Well, he has to get rid of his wife. Get rid of his wife? Well, yes, because now she is a Chot Zkukato. But he's just a little poor Cheresh. He's not chayav in mitzvahs. Why should that poor Cheresh have to get rid of his lovely wife? Aha! And it says over there he has to get rid of her. Eshet Achiv remains also because he can't do anything with her. Well, why does he have to give her a get? Amay motziyat ishto beget. He's only the equivalent of Tetiv gabe, let her stay with him. Katan ochel nevelotu. Excuse me, gentlemen. I love the way that you're all prejudiced in only thinking about men. Classic. Yes, indeed. Sexist. What happened to her? Isn't she chayav in mitzvahs? So, I mean, she is a pikachat. And what do? For her? We let her stay with him and be over on this isser of achot isha min rabbanan. Kind of crazy question is that? Oh, okay, fine. I got you. All right, so let's bring a raya from another case of the Mishnah. Tashma. Now, this is classic. You got to see this. This is so contemporary. It's amazing. The next case we have. Shnei achim pikchim are nisuin shtei achiyot, achat pikachat v'achat charesha. If the pikeach, who is the bala charesha, dies, what does the pikeach bala pikachat do? Nothing. Why should he do anything? Over here, it's an achot isha, and of course, it's not going to be doche anything. It's not even a real. I mean, it's achot isha, and she's an erva. But what about the other way around? Let's say the pikeach baala pikachat dies. What does the pikeach baala chareshet do? He has to get rid of his poor chareshet. Oh my gosh, he has to divorce her, and eshet achiv, he can give chalitza. Why does he have to get rid of his lovely wife? She's a poor chareshet. Let her stay with him. Katan ochel nevelotu. What a crazy question. A minute ago, we were saying if he doesn't have a problem, but over here, he's the pikeach. So what's the question? Of course he's not. But this is always what happens when you try to accommodate the problem of sexism. You only think about the women. So now we need a chiddush. Wait a minute. He's a man, but he's also chayav in mitzvahs, no? So he has to get rid of her also. Okay, so this is a little bit of an extra discussion. All right, Mishum Isser Didei, I understand. So, how about the other case in the Mishnah? Omar Rava Tashma, Shnei Achim, Echad Cheresh, Ve'echad Pikeach, who were married to Shtei Achayot, Achad Pikachat Ve'achad Chareshet. And here we end up with a situation. If the Cheresh Bala Chareshet dies, what does the pikeach bala pikachat do? Nothing. Teitzei mishum achot ishto. It's a classic case, all on the same level of midrabanim being the equivalent of the diaraisa erva falling to a diaraisa yiba. How about meta pikeach bala pikachat? What does the cheresh bala chareshet do? Now here we got a problem. In this case, both the husband and the wife are cherashim. And it still says in the Mishnah, he has to divorce his wife. And the Eshet Achiv, of course, there's nothing he can do for. He can't give her chalitza because he's a cheresh, and he can't give chalitza. He can't take her because he's married, bin Rabbanan, to her sister. So, you see, we do prevent these two people, both of them are the equivalent of ketanim, the cheresh and chareshet. We make them get divorced. A clear raya against Rabbi Pedas. Rav Shmaya, no, it's no raya, because over here, the reason that we make them get divorced is a completely different reason. It's a gezeira. We need to get them divorced, because let me ask you something. People see the situation. They're aware of the death, and they see that we allow them to remain married. What do they think? Are they so smart that they think, well, it's basically a deal of katan, Rebbe, 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 bright eyes. It's basically a deal of katan ochel neveles and the katana ochelos neveles. I guarantee you, that's not what they think. Instead, they would think that since we have a derabbanan, which allows her to be an erva midrabbanan, that midrabbanan cancels the zika. That's what they're going to think. But then what they would do is they would allow her to get married because she doesn't need anything. And then they'll be matri yavam alashuk. Whereas the only reason that we're allowing them to stay together is there's total iser, but we don't care because they're only kids, so to speak, because they're harashim. But because of that, it's gzeira mishama tarat yavam alashuk. That's different. And over there, we had no choice but to be matir. But how can you bring a raya from there to the cases of Rebbe Pedas? Now, Richie is not with us this morning because he went into Helsinki to make the minyan for Rosh Chodesh. I think he's being overly optimistic, but kol hakavod to Richie. But fortunately, we will get to hear our very own doc this morning in Hadron Alach Chiresh. Oh my gosh. With all of that buildup, we got this laconic Litvisha, Kalta Litvisha. This is outrageous. And on a Rosh Chodesh.
And it's dysfunctional. He didn't say the funked on.
Oh.
No,
that's because he was very wise. He understood that we had said before that we need to discuss the halachas here in detail. And therefore, we're actually not going to funked on. We're going to take off the remaining 5 minutes that we have over here to run through some of these very complex halachot because they're extremely, extremely nogea. So we've got a lot of different cases over here. So let's go through the first things that we see directly from the sugya. What seems clear from the sugya, right on the surface, is that everybody is meida, that in an iser derabbanan, like taking out from the otzer chain a knockover, playing ball in the Carmelis, or the demai, there is no din that Bezdin is mitzvah and lafrisha. That's a given. Furthermore, we accept it as a given that nobody would hold that it's mutter to actually give iser to a katan be a dayan. That's for sure. We even took it a step further, that if a katan is clearly doing an iser on Shabbos d'oraisa in order to please you, and he's doing it on your das, that's the equivalent of being mitzavim to do it. And even that would be aser. And now things get more complicated once we go beyond those obvious points, because we ended up without a clear psak one way or the other. We kept trying to prove or disprove Rebbe Pedas, and we weren't able to. But as I mentioned early, first of all, we've got a problem. What about the chiyuv of chinuch, right? I mean, if he's mechuyev to be mechanech him to put on his tzitzis in the morning, so then isn't it obvious that he has to be mechanech him not to eat the ham sandwich that he's eating? Well, it doesn't make any sense. How can we even be thinking about such a thing? So the truth is that the Rambam's approach in Ma'acholos Asuras to this whole shita and to this whole sugya is that we're talking about different issues. We're not talking about a father. We're only talking about whether Bezdin is mitzuvim lafrisha. A father, and according to those who shown him all, the mother is also mechuyavet in chinuch, is of course mechuyav to be mafrish's child from eating a ham sandwich. So now, the obvious problem on this, which the Rishonim ask, is from the case of grandpa, which over there, grandpa seems to be dealing with daddy and grandpa, right? Sending the child to grandpa. Over there, we're not talking about, it's talking about Ben Chaver, not talking about the Bezdin over there. So, okay, there's one of the approaches is that the Bidmai Hikilu is a specific halach of why we can be Mekel. Bidmai, specifically, beyond the normal Darabbanan, which otherwise we wouldn't be able to say because a father is Mechuyev to actually be Mechanech for a Darabbanan as well. That would answer Tosfos' kasha. Why do we need to say B'dmai Hikilu? Exactly. Because to say it's only a Darabbanan would not be an answer. Anyway, Lemaisa, that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens, that a father is certainly mechuyev to prevent his child from eating something that's usher, even if it's only minrabbanan. Despite the fact, Betty Paskins, that cotton ochel neveles ain't bezdin mitzvim lafrisho, based on this story over here. Rabbi Pedas said that, and the Gemara was never able to bring a raya, but it was never able to bring any raya otherwise. And therefore, he paskins like Rabbi Pedas. And most of the poskim paskin that way, and this is the way the Shulchan Aruch brings it. Now, the question of Isurim that are derabbanan. So we brought a number of places that says over here, Eino chayav lafrisho. So, I mean, if we're talking about the Ben HaChaver, as we already said, there may be a significant difference over there because of Tmai specifically. L'maisa, most of the poskim paskin, that a father is mechuyev to be mafrish, because there's no difference between the mitzvah of chinuch on a chiyev derabbanan and the mitzvah of a chiyev of d'oraisa, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins, even though there's kashas on it from our sugya, that's exactly how he paskins. Now, some learn that all of the opposite implications in the sugya is talking about a child that was so young that there is no din of chinuch. So obviously, in those cases, we were talking about the infant and so on. There's no din of chinuch. And therefore, the cases are not bechreach. All the cases brought over here are not bechreach cases that involve chinuch, because it could be simply too young for chinuch. And therefore, a child doesn't understand anything. There is no chiyuv of chinuch at all, even for the father. That's how the Shulchan Aruch Harav paskins. And more than that, remember we spoke about, I said I'm going to talk about the issue of tsar. So the Gra points out, and the Mishnah Berurah brings this, that where we're talking about an issur d'rabbanan, there's no chiyuv to be mafrish where the katan requires it. So let's say, how come we're allowed to allow kids to eat on Yom Kippur? Obviously, we don't get into the question whether it's sakanas lefashos. There's no issur on the child, and where the katan requires, even if it's sicha, rechitza, we allow all of that on Yom Kippur for a katan, because that's considered to be the tzaracha katan. This is how the Gra paskins halacha lemaisa legabe Yom Kippurim. So we don't say only because it's certainly not a sakana not to wash your kid's dirty diaper, but the point is that if anything which is the tzarech, the katan, is not usher if in those cases at all. Okay, now we also have another shita which is a little bit problematic, and that's Tosfos and Shabbos. Tosfos and Shabbos says the whole sugya is talking about ketanim that were not migia lechinuch, and therefore the Gemara leaves out chinuch completely, and that would imply though that when we're talking about the other people, that it's talking about, even if it isn't your child, that if you see a child doing an isser, that when the child was magia to the age of whatever, 6, 7, whatever it is in that thing, that you would be mechuyev, even though it isn't your kid, which is a tremendous chiddush. And the Rama actually brings it as a yesh omrim, because of this Tosfos, that there is a chiyev. And the Chayyadim says that if you're talking about a d'oraisa, you should be chayshish for the Taisviz Hashita. If you see another person's child being over on an Isser d'oraisa, that you should be mafishim from an Isser d'oraisa. Tremendous chiddush. As far as the age, obviously, that's, you know, from the time that he'll understand this inyan. So all of this is benogea hafrosha, the Isser. Certainly, it's usher la'achilo bi'adayim, or certainly to get him used to doing chilul Shabbos and so on. Over there, we say even a katan that wasn't magia l'chinuch, based on the issues in the Gemara, especially for saying the Gemara is not even talking about where it's old enough to be magia l'chinuch. Some taina that this might even be this isser d'oraisa that we were talking about before, that you're mechuyev to be mafrish the katan. And maybe even from what we learned in the pasuk, lo ta'achilum bashkotzim, or the extra pasuk lo to'achal dam, maybe we can learn out l'kol ha'tera kula, because we said after all that we need them. It's not shloish ha'ksuvim abon ke'achad. We said that it's trichasa. Anyway, that is most of the poskim. Now there is a shita, which is held by the Rashba, which is held by the Ran, that if it's an Isser Darabonon, you can even give him the Adayim if it's for him and not for you. And that is brought in the Bir Halacha, Halacha Lamaisa. You could be Semech on this. The Shulchan Aruch Rav brings this, that you could be Shomer on it. The Shemir Shabbos Kehilchas HaPaskas, you could be Semech on it. And Rav Avadya Yosef allows many cases of Semech on it, and so on. There's a question of what extent is it considered to be Machil B'Yadayim, making it available, literally handing it to him. Is there an Isser of Chatzi Shir for a Katan, and so on and so forth. So there is a lot to be said about this sugya. I don't want to keep you too long. Just a couple of little diyukim, maybe for another 1 minute, if it's okay with you, once we're already talking about it. It's very fascinating that Rashi says over here, like Abi Rebbe Padas. So he says, Lo odian shnevdusha, velo hikiru bedato shenoach lo. He did not tell them that it's even here. So, I mean, it seems to be saying that even though they're not his kids, since that would be giving it be a daim, that makes no difference if it's his kids or another kid, because lechora, that's, he's saying it even about Rebbe Padas. So apparently it would be usher. Some even want to say that the lo ta'aseh kol malacha tov vincho vitecha would apply to other people's children. It's set to Klal Yisrael as a whole. Wow. Okay, there's some other very nice diukim here. It's getting late. I'll break off and wish you a wonderful Rosh Chodesh. Maybe we'll have a chance tomorrow to sum up some more of these halachos. They really are so very, very nogia. Of course, remember that there's also a concept of misasik by Shabbos. When you talk about misasik, where the chefts of the malach is not being done by a child. So in other words, if a child is being placed next to a light switch and has no idea what light switches do, or that there's really a connection between moving the light switch and the light and so on, that's not called a malach. That is neither gets into the question of chinuch or of being safe to be a dayim, because the child is too young to have a concept of malacha at all.